This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Kayla Conti is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google and the most viewed video on YouTube this week. Thanks for joining me, Kayla.
Thanks for having me.
For this week, what was number five, the most searched trend?
Number five, the boy with the dragon tattoo. Ben Affleck is sporting some new ink in the shape of a massive phoenix rising from the ashes. He said back in 2015 it was fake and for a movie, but it turns out it's real, and a lot of people have a lot of opinions. So folks have been turning to Google to search for questions about the tattoo, and search interest in Ben Affleck tattoo was more than 1,200% higher than search interest in Ben Affleck movie over the past week.
Did anybody figure out where he got it from? Like, is it from some, like, black ink or something?
No, I think there are a lot of, there's an article, I think it was by Huffington Post, actually, that sort of asked all these really famous tattoo artists from across the country to weigh in on, you know, the artistic creativity and the quality and the design. But it wasn't revealed where he got the tattoo. So I guess that's one of the questions that remains to be answered.
Yeah, I guess along with how long did it take? Because that doesn't look like a couple hours. That looks like maybe a couple months.
No, yeah. For those ones, I feel like you go back for multiple sittings.
Yeah.
It's not just a one or done type of deal.
All right. What was number four?
Number four, Ringo Starr is finally a knight. Prince William awarded the former Beatle drummer a royal title this week. Starr, whose real name is Richard Starkey, was awarded for his service to music after a career of more than 50 years. So folks are turning to Google to find out more information about Ringo Starr and about his knighthood. And search interest in Ringo Starr spiked over 400% over search interest in Paul McCartney on Monday when the news was announced. But interestingly enough, the most searched Beatle this past week was neither Ringo Starr or Paul McCartney. It was indeed John Lennon.
Everybody loves John Lennon. How long does it take to get that title? Or is it just kind of like, you know, Nobel Peace Prize? Everybody gets one.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I know in particular the Beatles were awarded the Member of the British Empire distinction about 53 years ago, which is one of the highest British orders of chivalry for their contributions to the arts and to science. And Paul McCartney was actually awarded knighthood back in 2004. So folks were kind of wondering why it was taking Ringo so long. But what I learned when doing research on this topic is that, you know, you have to be alive in order to be given this sort of honor. So a lot of people think, you know, George Harrison and John Lennon should have been awarded the same distinction. But unfortunately, due to British, you know, sort of rules, they're not eligible for this one.
All right. That's fair. That makes a little sense. What was number three?
Number three, out of left field, actress Cynthia Nixon announced her bid for governor of New York on Monday. Nixon is best known for her role as lawyer Miranda Hobbs on HBO's hit series Sex and the City. And so folks have a lot of questions about whether or not she'd be running as a Democrat. Is she married? Where does she live? Is she related to Richard Nixon? The answer there is no, but an interesting question there. And folks are just really interested to see, you know, how things are going to play out in the lead up to the election on November 6th.
All right. So she did play Miranda. She was a lawyer, the character. But does Cynthia Nixon have any qualifications? Or she's just throwing her hat in the ring?
Yeah, so she's never ran or held a position in elective office before, but she is known as a political activist. She has been outspoken on a number of issues, like her support for LGBTQ rights and public education, and she has close ties with Mayor de Blasio, whose campaign she supported early on. So maybe not necessarily an official capacity, but she's aware of the politics and what's happening in New York, which is also her native hometown state. So
I don't know. I'm getting tired of celebrities trying to run for offices. So I'm on the fence with this
one. I hear ya.
What was number two?
Number two, spring has sprung, but if you're on the East Coast, you may not feel like it has. Tuesday was the first day of spring, but New York City, D.C., and a number of other East Coast cities and states were greeted by a very wintry snowstorm. So folks were even questioning, you know, is today the first day of spring? What time does it start? I think folks are just hungry for some warmer weather. And search interest in flight cancellations spiked along a number of East Coast states as well. It seems like nearly 2,300 flights were canceled due to the storm. So a lot of folks trying to make sure they could get in and out of where they needed to be.
You know, I'm not looking forward to spring. I know it's already started here in Chicago, and I already have my hay fever going, and I'm not enjoying it at all. So I would welcome some snow, be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm in New York right now, and I got to admit, I'm nervous about the allergies as well, but I just need more sun. Like, just give me sun, please.
What was number one?
Number one, after 3 weeks of uncertainty, the Austin bomber has finally been identified by local authorities. The motive behind a string of exploding packages is still being investigated, and people are still tuning into the news as a lot of this story continues to unfold. Search interest in Austin bomber spiked over 2,500% earlier this week, and a lot of folks are just, you know, wanting to get to the bottom of what's happening here.
I know that earlier reports were going around saying that he may have mailed out some more packages. Was that true?
I don't know. I hadn't really read any of those reports personally, but I do know that the investigation definitely is still ongoing, and they're trying to make sure that, you know, everything is accounted for and that, you know, community members in Austin and the greater area of Texas can remain safe and sound in the wake of the fallout.
For the most watched YouTube video, what was it?
This one was definitely heartwarming amidst a week of really crazy news. Won't You Be My Neighbor? The official trailer for the documentary on the beloved TV show host Fred Rogers was out this week. The movie premieres in theaters on June 8th, and it captures the life and the legacy of this amazing, amazing man who dedicated his life to educating children and, you know, some adults along the way on life and really radical topics of the time, including things like death, divorce, and racism. And so it's accounted over 2.4 million views since being uploaded to YouTube, and I think folks are just looking for that nice slice of happiness and compassion.
Now, is this going to be a limited release or a national release? Like, it's going to be everywhere on the 8th?
Yeah, so it says premiering in select theaters. Not sure which those are going to be. So it may be a little bit more of a limited release versus something more global, but I think as, you know, we get closer to June, they'll probably release some more details about where you can find the movie.
Okay, I just have to ask, and if you don't know, that's fine. Did Mr. Rogers ever get married?
Oh, that's a good question. I do not know.
Go Google, people.
Yeah, I really don't know. I never thought about it either.
Really? I just thought of it right now. Like, isn't he married? Like, didn't he get married, or were we his children? Oh, that'd be beautiful. Either way, I love it.
Yeah. No, I remember waking up and watching the reruns of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on PBS growing up. So definitely a lot of love for the show.
Absolutely. That's where I got my love for hand puppets from.
There you go.
Well, Kayla, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.